Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I suppose we ought to get her on here because, you know, anyway, Jill is with us. Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money. You hear it Saturdays from 4 until 6. Or you can get a hold. Actually, if you watch CBS TV, you'll see Jill all the time. But it's also, she, of course, has a blog and everything else. JillOnMoney.com. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
Oh, you're very cheery today. Oh, my.
I mean, should I not be?
No, we prefer cheery over not cheery.
Yeah, we
I
like
if
this.
We were faced with a choice, we would take not just cheery Jill Schlesinger, but cheery just about anybody.
I mean, everyone's in a rotten mood on a Monday morning, not me. You know why?
Why?
Because I do 18 live radio hits every Monday.
Oh.
It starts at just before 6 in the morning.
Oh, well, we're
and,
one.
I love doing my radio, people. It's much, I don't have to get my hair done. I don't have to worry about makeup, and I can just talk.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite day of the week, always.
You've discovered the secret of radio. Hey, listen, I thought that by now, you know, I still don't see, when I go to Costco, you can get the Clorox wipes, but they still don't have the Kirkland ones in stock, and you can't find them.
Wow.
There's all this, like, I thought we would figure this out by now, Jill.
No.
I know. I'm so sorry. You know, when you talk to big producers, the lament among them is that, you know, you have a lot of people saying that the big shipping containers are in the wrong places. That's sort of like where we are at this point. So you have these massive global shipping networks. And right this minute, if you think about it, we have product that is produced in one part of the world, and the shipping containers are in the wrong part of the world.
Right.
And so moving shipments back and forth is very expensive. It's actually doubled, tripled, even quadrupled for some products. And that's the major issue. Now, of course, the problem of the pandemic, the early pandemic decisions, you know, let's call it the spring of 2020, that's also haunting us. It's not like someone made the wrong decision. They made the best decision you could make. You only had limited production ability.
Sure.
You made the stuff you thought people were going to want. I don't think that most producers had this idea that, you know, we're going to need a ton of cars, you know, 8 months into the mission, that everyone was going to want to buy a house or do a home improvement project, you know. And so that has continued to cause some tie-ups. So, yeah, there are certain things you just can't get. You know, the best advice is to really be flexible. Don't go for that Kirkland brand. You're going to have to pay up and get the Clorox wipes.
Oh, my God, the premiums.
Hey, right.
Well, you know, but it's true in so many other places along the supply chain in that, you know, the fact that there are a couple of problems. Number one, from what I'm reading, because of the labor shortage, so to speak, you know, shelves aren't getting stocked. If you go to Home Depot and say, oh, I want this new GE refrigerator, it may be a while before you get it.
Oh, you know? Yeah. In fact, I was talking to my builder friend, also known as Kevin. Kevin is like the great builder in my area.
Okay.
And I said to him, I gave him a question because someone sent me this question to my podcast. They said, I'm doing a spring improvement project. Should I try to order all my materials now? Because they were worried about lumber prices and plastics, et cetera. And he's like, no, you don't do that. Because number one, who knows where some of the commodity prices are going to go,
right?
You could have bought lumber at the top and paid $1,500 a board versus right now where you can do it at $400 or $500. So prices are moving around quite a bit in some of these commodities. Mm-hmm. But he did say appliances. If you know you need an appliance, he's like, you better order it right now. Then I got busy. I called my friends over at Consumer Reports, and I was like, what do you guys know about appliances? And they said, you know, you just, it, again, it's about flexibility. So if you can be flexible, wow, if you can say, I don't care about this finish or I want this or that, if you can be flexible, you can get something. And then last call I made was to somebody I know who's a decorator. And I said, hey, Chris, what's up with the, you know, what are you thinking about all this stuff? She goes, here's the deal. I don't order anything that's not in stock. You cannot go like on back order on anything. You'll be stuck for months.
What does it say about inflation then in the macro?
Well, I think it says that we have inflation that is sticking right now. And as much as I'd like to hope that a lot of this is transitory or temporary, as the Federal Reserve says, we're going to get a report out tomorrow that's the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. And it's probably going to show some improvement, but prices are higher. And it's almost higher for everything. But again, the weird part about inflation is that it has a lot to do with our expectations. So if people are freaking out and they're like, oh, my God, I got to get ahead of this and start buying a bunch
of stuff.
Get
it now, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be worse. So if you can just chill and you can try to say, hey, let's see how this goes, and I don't need this product this second, then the pressure will ease.
Yeah, I mean, the PPI, was that Friday it came out?
Yeah.
It was like, you know, it was up like 7% or something like
that. Yeah, no, it's real. There is inflation. There is inflation. And by the way, it's probably this whole process is going to impact you ready?
Here we go.
Holiday season.
There it is.
3 days until Christmas. Yeah.
That's what the vice president said. No, the vice president actually said, hey, guys, you know, don't be surprised if you're a little disappointed at Christmas time.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that if you can get out in front of what's happening right now in terms of, let me just look at what's online, let me just mark a few things that I know that I'm going to want to get for the holidays, do it now and just watch the prices. I know it's not even Halloween yet, but mm-hmm. at the very least, you can sort of like get a tiny jump on it. Or you just say to your kids, too bad, this is your COVID present. Here's a sack of coal.
No cabbage patch doll for you. Oh, wait, we don't do that anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, if you do, go to Jill's website, jillonmoney.com, and go to the blog. You were saying that, I mean, this is really fascinating, but building materials up 19%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the whole thing around housing that has just blown my mind, which is the stuff that goes into making a house is more expensive, and it's not just about lumber, and it can be plastics, it can be stones, like if you have a stone in your driveway. And, you know, as you said, look, there are real labor shortages, not so much in the construction world, because I feel like they did a good job of getting people hired pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But all those shortages are creating a bit of a frenzy when it comes to pricing. So, I mean, the other thing is, like, try to be nice to the folks who are doing work on your home, if they are. Because the reality is, I have to say, most of these people are not out to hose you. What they're trying to do is figure out how they can bid on a project and then make sure they can build in some profit and not get caught, because a lot of them are getting caught, and meaning that they bid on something, and then when they went to go get the price, the materials jumped on them.
You know, I will just say it has led, you don't have to respond to this, Jill, but to a distrust between contractors and people, because the prices go up, and then the people think they're getting gouged, even if they're not. I can tell you firsthand, it's hard to judge,
because there's no way to know.
It's true. I mean, I think that if you get a couple of bids, you start to find out, but then it's like, who's coming to bid? My sister was funny. She was telling me she was doing a little teeny tiny project in her house, and she couldn't get anyone to come over. They said it's too small a project. We're not in.
Yep.
Or the estimate is like so high. They're like, maybe they'll bite on it. Maybe they won't.
I got a friend who does that. I know this.
I know. It's hard.
Well,
patience,
Jill,
is really a good thing for you right now.
Be listening Saturday from 4 until 6, and or go to jillonmoney.com. You can do that right now. Thank you very much, Jill.
Take care, guys.
All right. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.